Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I think everyone has kept an eye on Dalton. Maybe you didn't even know anything about this village or this township prior to Tiffany Henyard becoming the mayor. Not only is she the mayor of Dalton, she's also the supervisor of Thornton Township. And FBI agents showed up on Friday and served subpoenas at Village Hall for employment and disciplinary records for more than a dozen employees. And, of course, Henyard's top aide was indicted for bankruptcy fraud earlier in the week. Bert Odelson is an attorney. Bert, is it safe to say you represent some of the trustees, correct?
Yes, I represent a majority of the board as legislative counsel. That's correct.
And they were the first people to say, hey, anybody want to pay attention? What's going on here? We don't even have access to what we need access to do our job. In fact, many times they were closed out of meetings, right?
That's correct. It started 2.5 years ago when they were not allowed in the village hall, locks were changed, and they had to hold their first meeting in the parking lot. And ever since then, they can't get anything on the agenda. They don't know what's being paid. They don't know what's not been paid, except for the tens of dozens of lawsuits that have been filed against the village because Henyard's not paying the bills that they've authorized. So now, as you correctly reported, records are being sought after. The problem with that is that the village clerk, who is the custodian of all records, doesn't have the records. They're locked up with Henyard and Freeman, and I don't know how access is going to get to those records, to be quite frank with you.
Well, you know, Ben Bradley and the team at WGN Investigates, they know that they've got copies of credit card records that show charges totaling over $100,000 just in the past year for trips. We know that she likes to fly first class, and many of these trips involved many people, including bodyguards. But who brought in former Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Was that you? Were you instrumental in that, Bert?
Yes, I was, just because I know her. I knew her before she was mayor. I had her outstanding record as a federal prosecutor. I suggested it to the board, and the board interviewed her and loved what we believe that she can do for the village in doing an investigation. And she has been hired, and she has started and is investigating as
right,
we speak.
People were saying, well, she doesn't possess subpoena powers, but she didn't need them because the FBI agents showed up on Friday. How did that go?
I wasn't there, but, the documents that have been requested, I understand are documents that are very FOIA-able, except they don't answer the FOIAs. But if they're smart, they will give the authorities these documents, and then we'll all have access to them, including the trustees who have to pay the bills or not pay the bills and to know what's going on. So I think we know a lot more now than we did last week, and I know that there's an ongoing investigation.
So the FBI's involvement would be related to the civil lawsuit, right? The woman saying she's a victim of sexual assault by a Dalton trustee on their final night of that Vegas trip?
No. FBI would be involved on the criminal side of it. The lawsuit that was filed by the victim is a civil suit in the state court. So that will have a life of its own, separate and apart from what authorities on the federal side are doing. That's all criminal related. All.
Gosh. It's just crazy. It is.
Yes.
It just seems to be one thing after another. And you said that it would get more interesting, and your promise was correct.
I did. It's correct, and I'll make you one more promise. It's going to get even more interesting as we go. So keep alert. More is coming.
More is coming. And everybody,
yes.
Whenever we have conversations with you or Ben Bradley, they're like, why has she not been recalled? Why is she still the mayor? Why is she still over the township, which encompasses 17 suburban villages, right?
Yeah, because the criminal authority, the federal authorities can't do anything about her office. That has to be done civilly. We tried it 2 years ago. The people did recall her, and then the appellate court said that the question to recall her wasn't proper. So they negated what the people did 2 years ago. If the appellate court had ruled correctly and not ruled that way, it would have saved the village millions of dollars, millions. Because I'm told that the village is over $5 to $6 million in the red right now.
So when she drops $100,000 on travel in the past year, that's not necessarily illegal. It's certainly not proper, but are there rules surrounding that that makes it illegal?
Yes, absolutely. There are. You can't spend the taxpayers' dollars on your own pleasure and your own restaurants and your own first class and your own security. She has more security than the President of the United States. There's a lot civilly wrong with what she's done, and there's a lot criminally wrong with the spending. She uses at least the village funds. I have no knowledge of township funds. Who knows what's going on there? But it's like her own cookie jar, whatever she wants. And the trustees have been shut out for 2 years.
Why is the sexual assault claim a civil suit and not a criminal suit? Because if this is indeed true, it seems like someone was drugged and raped.
Yeah, that is correct. This that was filed here is for damages. A criminal investigation is taking place as we speak in Clark County in Las Vegas in regards to the criminal allegations. So the criminal allegations are separate apart from the civil lawsuit. But that's ongoing, too, and I think that's why you haven't seen the trustee accused at any meetings or on TV as the great savior anymore. You used to see him at every single crime scene where there was a shooting. And don't see him, and you haven't seen him in months. And I'm sure this is why.
According to the WGN-TV website, the lawsuit accuses trustee Andrew Holmes of smoking cannabis and drinking with Henyard's aid until the early mornings of the hour. She became lightheaded and disoriented before blacking out. A Dalton police officer who was on the trip said Holmes called and then FaceTimed him, revealing the woman was partially naked on a hotel room bed. Henyard's aide told South Holland police that the Dalton officer said he could see via FaceTime that Holmes was not wearing a shirt and that he walked over to where this woman was sleeping and pulled her clothing back, exposing her private parts.
Yeah.
All of this is just going to cost every taxpayer more money because these are lawsuits that certainly have merit, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, that is absolutely correct. And you're talking about a town that has an average yearly income of $24,000 and is millions of dollars in the hole and has about 40 lawsuits pending against them now. So how this town digs out after all this is over, I'm not quite sure. I think it's going to take a state help to help them. But the bleeding is still going on as we speak because she's still there.
Yeah, and you said there's more to be unveiled.
Yes, there is. More to come.
Well, Bert,
so I'm sure we'll be talking again, Lisa.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you for filling
yes.
us in and for the
you're
work
welcome.
That you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is
Thank
attorney
you.
Bert Odelson. Usually Steve's here to give him a hard time. They go way back. But he's in Greece on a trip. Lauren is in for Steve, and she has your news that is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.